You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so bad.
Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door, but don't let the bugs in. Open the glass door.
I'm suffocating.
Open the window. Open that window. Let it out.
This is East Side Story. And I'm your host, Chiang Ng. Each week, I sit down with an Asian or Asian American artist working in the New York theater scene, and I excavate their life story. How they grew up, how they got their start in theater, as well as projects they've worked on and upcoming work that we should anticipate.
So this is a bonus episode for East Side Story, and because we're up here in Connecticut, Salem, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So I have three guests with me. Let's like go. Do you remember that? It's just starting now. It's like, wait, what? It's
how much did we get from before that?
I know.
All of it. The whole like farting thing.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. It's fully in there. Jamin, that's
Jamin so is beaming. He's so proud. He's not embarrassed at all.
So one of my guests is Kuhu Verma, who was on episode one. Say hi.
Hi there.
And then I also have Jamin Nandakumar.
Yes.
I said it right.
Oh, okay. You looked at me. Yes, Jamin Nandakumar. Something we... Okay.
Are you farting again?
No.
Oh my God. My room.
It happened one time. It caught me by surprise.
One time, but it was dangerous.
And my third guest is Kimberly Chatterjee.
Hi.
And we are up here in Salem, Connecticut doing a workshop on my show, The Golden Threshold. And let's just talk about like, how has the process been for all of you?
Amazing.
I mean, so you don't really have to say it because I'm here.
Shit.
No, it's been wonderful.
It's been awesome to get away and all be in the same space.
Yeah.
Truly 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we're not wanting to kill each other yet.
Yeah.
Quite yet. We're like, what, four days in?
Yeah, we have like 8 days.
but it just gives us the time to really focus in on the show and also get to know our community members too, you know,
yes.
As like the small South Asian.
That's something I'm so curious about. Like, how big is the South Asian community in New York, the theater scene in New York? And do you guys get to work with each other a lot?
Well, that's the thing that I find very interesting. I was telling Kuhu yesterday, I don't get to work with a lot of South Asian artists very often other than the occasional reading. Mm-hmm. I mostly do straight plays, and I do, just for whatever reason, it's been with mostly all white or mostly white casts.
Mm.
So I actually don't know a lot of the South Asian community. I definitely didn't go to school with anyone who is South Asian. So this has been very exciting to not only get to know everyone here, who I vaguely actually did know everyone who's here at this reading,
mm-hmm.
but to hear everyone else talk about who they know and learn more about the community through their conversations and stories has been very exciting.
Mm. What about you?
Similarly, so a lot of what I do is kind of like the fun featured brown person that's like, you know, taking this revival and making it new.
Right.
Do you ever feel tokenized in that way? So we're like jumping in.
Sometimes, yes. But yes, but I can't say that I'm wildly upset about it.
Elaborate.
I don't know, because it does give me the chance to play parts that like, you know,
normally
that are really good for me that I just like, you know, have never been on my platter before.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I got inducted into like the South Asian theater community. And now that people have my name, it's been, you know, it
yeah.
gets passed around. And now I'm seeing a lot more of my wonderful friends out here.
Yeah. And Kuhu?
Most of the things that I do are not South Asian like based mm-hmm. or like not South Asian stories. So, but it's weird, like the two things that I have done that are like a South Asian show specifically have like the first one showed me half of the South Asian actors that I wanted to know, and the other one showed me the other half with some overlap. And I think, like, now there's only 1 or 2% of South Asian actors in New York that I don't know.
Yeah.
But it only took 2 shows for me to, like, get all of that, like, and fish that really, really wide net right away.
That is so crazy that that community is so small.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's, like, small, but it's also really fucking big. Like, there's a lot of us. And, like, I think, I mean, I've heard a lot of people using the language of, you know, I'm auditioning for this part, and it's, like, for a specifically Indian part, so I won't be up against much. And that's absolutely incorrect. There's so many.
I get so nervous going in for Indian things. I'm like, oh, my God, there's going to be 1 billion fierce Indian people there.
Totally. I mean, yeah. And I'm still meeting more every single day, but, you know, just the people that I knew, it was like, yeah, it strengthened very, very quickly.
And isn't crazy that, like, the industry at least thinks that they don't exist? Not that they don't exist, mm-hmm. but has the opinion of, like, oh, there's just a few of them, and those are the only ones I know, and that's it.
But POC also, you know, say that and use language like that and mm-hmm. kind of spread that understanding of demographic.
How does that affect your perception on the way you work in the industry, and how does that affect you as an individual?
Well, for me, it's very interesting because I did not grow up culturally Indian. I had some cultural Indian influence because of I grew up in a heavily Indian area, and my Indian grandparents passed away fairly early on in my life, but when they were around, I had that influence. But like, I never learned the language. I was never exposed to the religion. So, like, it actually wasn't shocking to me when I came to New York that I wasn't going in for Indian cultural roles, because I was like, right, that's not what I bring to the table in terms of, like, the stories that I'm telling or, like, the energy that I bring.
Hello? Oh, we're recording something.
Love you. Meet the Chulon, everyone. truly at theater camp. Like, yeah, so for me, it's been interesting because, like, it's something that I really want to learn about, but finding a community that's like, oh, I want to induct you versus, like, I need you to have this already. Mm-hmm. I have felt when I've gone in for Indian projects, it's for Indian producers and teams, which is dope, but they're not interested in inducting. They're like, I want my people that know this already. Mm-hmm. And that has been actually some of the more traumatic audition experiences I've had than a lot of the white rooms I've been in. I'm like, you don't speak this. You don't know this. You've never been to India. You have to go. And I'm like, I just came in here to do my 16 bars, and now I'm being read for Phil by a room full of brown people. How did this happen?
Yeah.
Can I speak on that just a little bit? I don't want to take too much time, but, like, yeah. Some of the rooms that they will outwardly say, like, you're absolutely not Indian enough or authentic enough to be in this show. And they'll start asking you, echoing you, they'll start asking you questions that are really humiliating.
Yeah.
Wow.
You would never ask someone, like, what their health history is or, like, what genetic makeup they are. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can't
do that. Also illegal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it feels like, because in Indian rooms, it feels like there's some kind of, like, racial safety that's happening. Mm. Where it's like, oh, we're all family here just because we're all Indians. Which is not true. This is a professional space.
Right. So, I don't know you.
Yeah. Right. And even though you look like Ken, doesn't mean that you are.
Right.
And so for you to ask me, like, do you speak this language and, like, speak it to me right now? And, like, is your mom from this place or that place? Is so inappropriate.
Right. Because there's small talk. There's walking into a room of people that you feel akin to for whatever reason, whether it's, like, age or race or the state they're from or the school they went to, and you're like, oh, look, we're vibing, we're having a conversation. I've been in those rooms too, but, and I guess I'll speak specifically to musicals. When I've gone in for Indian musicals, I have walked out feeling like not good enough, not separate from my talent, just as a person.
Wow. And you think that is because of the room and the creatives behind the table?
Like, I think no, because, like, I have to take ownership for myself, but I think those are the rooms that I walk in being like, I know I'm going to have to answer for something that I already feel insecure about.
Mm.
And that, like, that sometimes happens in other rooms where people ask me about my background and how do you say your last name? And I'm like, literally exactly how it's spelled, like, that kind of stuff. But I'm like, I'm already insecure about my lack of cultural knowledge. And I know I'm going to walk into this room and it's not going to be like, great, I'm so happy you're here, let's do the work. It's going to be like, let's dive into our family thing because we're kin. And it's like, I already know I can't give you that.
Right. How about you, Jamin? Do you think that echoing what Kimberly and Kuhu are discussing, do you ever feel that? And what is your background? I also realized
I'm half Sri Lankan, which also, I mean, like, there are no, and I'm half white. Mm-hmm. So, like, my entire South Asian makeup is not Indian, actually.
Right.
And so there's no Sri Lankan musicals and stuff out there. Everything that I'm going in
not
for
yet.
Is not yet. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. but everything that I go in for is an Indian show. And like, I kind of have this weird thing where I feel like I'm Indian because mm-hmm. I'm expected to show up and like, know, you know, languages and the mm-hmm. geography and the history. And like, I know my general sense as much as people who study history or like have mm-hmm. learned history, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of placed a weird, split screen in my mind about.
And I think that's yeah. really interesting. Do you ever feel pressured? Like, for example, this process that we're going through, mm-hmm. I mean, you are playing an Indian character. Do you ever feel like I'm not Indian? I really shouldn't be playing an Indian character. Do you ever feel that pressure? Do you feel like,
I feel pressure for like, oh gosh, I might have to ask how to look this up to how to like say this, you know, or if we're doing like a cold read of a new scene and there's mm-hmm. like, you know, a word or a phrase or a custom or something that you know, looking at me, they think, oh, he should be the mm-hmm. reference person in the room for this.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been not in this room or this space, but there have been other projects that I've been a part of where, you know, creative team members will look to me and say,
you become the cultural consultant.
Say like, oh, this happened at this time in India, right? And I'm like, I'm not Indian.
Right.
but even if you are, even if you yeah. are, back to that conversation, yeah. Yeah. even if you are, I'm assuming everybody grew up here in America, mm-hmm. like all for, first, second generation.
First gen.
For the most part, like I was born in India.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So everybody has a very different background growing up, and yeah. we can't all be held to a certain standard of like, understanding completely a certain culture, like mm-hmm. you are an individual. You yeah. are not representative of an entire group of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You bring your individual experiences to the room. You bring your individual knowledge to the room. So you should never be.
Yeah. Which is why this has actually been so amazing, because Arpita has been so open, even back from when we did the thesis or before the thesis, when mm-hmm. Kuhu and I did like some song presentations at school, like just like so openly talking about history and movements and people, because I literally did not know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did Me not neither. Know one thing.
Me neither.
So yeah. all these names, I like write them down. I look them up. There's a book sitting on my bed right now yeah. that she talked about. And I was like checking that out mm-hmm. because but it's like, this is the first, I want to say first predominantly South Asian who I've been in, where I feel like I don't have to feel stupid for being like, how do I pronounce that? Am I saying that right?
You have the permission
like,
to learn.
Or if I say something wrong, like Mithu was like helping me pronounce a word, she's like, it's actually this. I'm like, thank you. Yeah. This is a group of people who are like trying to, and who knows if it's because there are also like white characters. Like I don't, but it also just feels like that's how Arpita works. She's like, I'm the dramaturg and the director. I want mm-hmm. everyone to yeah. be on the same page yeah. of the history. And it's been so freeing.
Can I just say, I really admire that about you actually. Is like, I really admire like how willing you are to learn, because I feel like I feel less of a responsibility to learn this stuff, which mm-hmm. I know even less than you probably about, you know what I mean? Like, I feel less of an urgency mm-hmm. and less of a responsibility to learn it. And so I find myself in these rooms where I have this sense of entitlement that mm-hmm. like, I'm Indian. I grew up around Indians. I grew up listening to Indian music, mm-hmm. my entire family, you know,
right.
I go back every year and then I forget to like learn about my country and like know right. actually anything that's happening politically or has happened
outside of your experience
outside of like the cultural and mm. the emotional ties that I have right. with it. And it's like, I actually don't know this country at all.
Right.
So I really admire that. Like, and it's actually really inspiring. You've inspired me a lot in the last couple of days that we've been working on this together to be like, thanks. Why am I not trying harder to like,
well, yeah, that also feels very like normal too, because how many Americans like know the history of America? You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, totally. I also, it has to be said, I'm a history nerd. My mother, my white mother, is also a history nerd. So like, I told them already, but I've been texting her every day with like more info about the house, sending her pictures. She's been texting me. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love learning that stuff. And the cultural stuff, I can't really learn in a book. So like, I can just sort of absorb from like how you all talk about it. But that's the stuff I'm like never gonna have mm-hmm. unless I magically reconnect with my family I've never met in India and mm-hmm. like go there.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, Suf's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So that's it, but that's the stuff I like to just sit and listen to. The other day, a bunch of people were in here just like talking about actors they know, talking about places in India they've been to, and I was like, this is lovely. But this is the stuff that like I can't quote unquote learn. Mm-hmm.
Since this is a bonus episode, so we're going to wrap it up really quickly. Before we leave, I would love to ask each one of you if you can share one thing that you love to take away from or are going to take away from are currently experiencing just during this time that we're here, mm-hmm. that you'd like to share with whoever's listening that has to do with you personally. It can be a really mm-hmm. tiny little thing. It can be related to the production. It can be related to, it really is like whatever experience that you think you'd like to share on tape. Mm-hmm. Who would like to go first? Jamin.
Everybody looked
at me. We all looked at Jamin.
Well, I think it's kind of what Kimberly was saying about we have the chance here where we literally are all staying next to each other in the same house that we are able to end rehearsal and go have these conversations. Like that's the kind of instead of going to the bar with your friends outside of the production, you remain here and you have conversations about the show and you have conversations about, similar cultures and you can learn from them and you can contribute. And I just think it's been super special to also just like build an ensemble. I think it makes the show better. Having the after rehearsal time, family dinners, the gratitude pot.
Yes.
The gratitude pot is something very special here. And it's basically we pass throughout the day. If you feel thankful for anything or, truly anything from like the trees outside to something very specific that somebody's done, you can write on a little slip of paper anonymously, stick it in the pot, and then during dessert at our family dinners also, which are so cute, we read the slips one by one, and it's just a great way to end the day
and
celebrate and connect. And thank you everyone here at Live and in Color.
Yes, shout out to Live and in Color.
Shout out to Live and in Color.
Kimberly, anything you want to share?
What do I want to share? My brain is melted because of allergies, so I am literally just shut down.
This is a true story.
I literally looked like an eight-year-old.
But still sounded fierce and gave us beats.
Thank you so much. So I'll just say whatever comes in my brain. I would say that I am excited to take away, I don't have to, try. Like, I'm not interested in trying to be an impressive personality, to be funny, to be pretty, to be cool, to be... I'm just, just excited to be for 8 more days. Mm. I feel a lot of pressure in this industry to bring certain sides of myself to certain spaces because that's what's called upon or expected or will make you the most successful, blah, blah, blah. And something about being out in these woods amongst the coyotes and the mosquitoes.
And the ticks.
And the harvest moon. I'm excited to just be myself and see what that means.
Mm-hmm. Kuhu?
I think that I'm really, really thankful for the amount of listening and generosity that I've experienced so far. I think that there's something about a group of people that are from such different backgrounds, but still all people of color, and looking around and understanding different ways to heal each other without any ego. And especially like what Jamin said, living together and working together at the same time, it's an unsaid contract that we're going to take care of each other through life, through the mornings, through the nights, mm-hmm. as well as during the rehearsal, and have an extraordinary amount of patience that you don't see a lot of the times. It goes beyond professionalism mm-hmm. and veers very, very dangerously and beautifully into like the job of humanity. Mm-hmm. And so I've really enjoyed that.
Queen. A queen.
Well said.
I love all of you here. Thank you for doing this podcast. Thank you for doing this bonus episode. Thank you for doing this workshop. I think that both Eric and I have been and are still learning so much from each and every one of you. And rehearsals has been incredible.
Yeah. It's like, been such a joy.
Really invigorating.
Yes.
Insane. Yeah. And we're really thankful.
Thanks for writing a thing that allows us to do this.
Thank you.
Did you like that episode of East Side Story? If you did, follow us on Instagram at East Side Story Pod and at Chiang Music. Go on to Apple Podcasts, rate us, review us, and don't forget to subscribe. Or if you're a Spotify user, you can also click the follow button. Even better, you can tell someone about the podcast. And the best part, they don't even have to be Asian. Thank you so much for your support, and I'll see you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.